Your Excellency, that's a pretty tough act to follow. We'll close our meeting with our last speaker. No Calix International Breakfast would be complete without Bishop Colley. We're always honored to have him with us, and I think, to my recollection, he's been at every breakfast. He's always had some kind words, some words of wisdom, and a little humor. So we'll ask now that we close with the commentary and blessing by His Excellency, Bishop Leonard P. Colley.
Thank you very much. I'm sure that we all had a common experience this morning, and we all felt enriched and very happy to hear the genuine sincerity in the message of Mr. Gazda, the deep spirituality in the message of Father Luger, and the profound wisdom in the message of Judge Gingold. And therefore, for me to add anything would be really carrying coals to Newcastle. Carrying coals to Newcastle is an old figure. It can be rephrased by saying giving two bits to a millionaire. but it is a distinct pleasure for me to be here. I would just add another note. I'd like to have you share with me the beautiful experience that I had day before yesterday, the 1st of May. I was at the Little Sisters of the Poor. I offered the Holy Sacrifice, the Mass. Then I went around and visited all of the people there in the house, and I gave them each a rosary. As a matter of fact, it was the Mother Superior who bought the rosaries. I just had the privilege of handing them out. And they're beautiful rosaries, and as I gave them to each of the patients there in the house, I was deeply touched. In the first place, I hardly gave a rosary to anybody who didn't already have one in their hands. It's interesting that it's the 1st of May that is their patronal feast day, and the month of May is named after Mary. Mary is the friend of us all, I think, and our prayerful directions should be, I think, directed toward Mary with some frequency. She is the mother of the church, and she appeals to us because she was a mother. She was no more divine than we, and yet, on the other hand, we're very proud. She's the one human being we can boast of, and the one human being to whom we can go as our mother. And it seems no matter how sophisticated we become in the world of education or any of the professions, the more we realize that we have the need of those qualities which are in mothers. And Mary becomes the mother par excellence of them all. And so I think we ought to learn from those old people how important that love of Mary is and how important the rosary is as a prayer form. And you know, it used to be years ago that everybody carried a rosary at all times. I remember one time, by the way, I was called upon to anoint a man. He had been taken from the scene of an accident to the morgue. He was already dead. And so I anointed him conditionally. And they knew he was a Catholic because they found a rosary in his pocket. And as I walked out of the room after ministering the sacrament, I was introduced to his wife. And I said, "I just anointed your husband." She says, "I beg your pardon." And I said, "I just gave the sacrament extreme unction to your husband." She looked at me. And I said, "He was a Catholic, wasn't he?" She says, "No." I said, "Well, he had a rosary in his pocket." "Oh, he always carried that," she said. So its reward was that he had a priest when he died. And so during this month of May, I would certainly recommend very highly that you rekindle your veneration for Mary and the veneration for the Holy Rosary as a devotional part of your life. It's been a real pleasure to be here with you again, see so many friends, and I ask the blessings of Almighty God on each and every one of you. And shall we say grace? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We give you thanks, Almighty God, for these and all your goodnesses through Christ our Lord. May the souls of the faithful departed through God's mercy rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you, Your Excellency. Thank you all for coming. God willing, we'll see you next year at the St. Paul Hilton.